But I don't know. But and he'd go down to Holmesville every Wednesday to get his paper. And he'd come all that paper, distance, you know. And they had a dinner down there. He rode a pony. He rode a pony down there. No, we didn't have no buggy then. His buggy tore up. And they wanted him down there. They wanted to have a little fun, you know. And they wanted to tell some fortunes there, you know. The lady come stuck her hand out. Said, "Mr. Bill, Uncle Bill," he says, "I want you to tell me, will I ever marry?" He looked in the hand, he says, "You have four children already." He says, "I'm Dr. wife."
So he called that one right.
Huh?
He called that one right.
Yeah, he called her, you know, she very quick to clear herself when he you know, said she's Dr. wife. Now, sir, he was pretty good on that, people, you know. He look at a person and tell you, he said, he won't do them. He said, the eye was light of your body. It told everything he was. If you go to hit me, you're going to move your eyes. If you go to speak, you're going to move your eyes before you ever speak, you know. Your eye, you work through your brain. And if you was going to hit me, I could tell you go you flash your eyes or something, you know, make a change in your eyes. And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, you do the same thing, you know.
Right.
As a lady wrote that up, you know, and she wrote all that up and published the Tylertown paper out here, you know, about it's been 4 or 5 years ago. And she wanted to know how long I said, "How'd you manage to live so long?" You know, I told her, "I eat before I got hungry and sit down before I got tired." And she put that in the paper.
That was a great revelation, wasn't it?
What is it?
I say that was a great revelation, wasn't it?
Well, it's just a lot of stuff. I told her, if I know that, I could give you a book on stuff that happened, you know, to have to come to you as you talk, you know, different things that happened, of course. I could tell you a lot of things, but it wouldn't do to put them on that.
Mm-hmm. You got anything in mind?
Huh?
What'd you have in mind?
Oh, it's some things I wouldn't want to use, be in the public, you know.
Well, this is just for my use.
I know, but that thing get it shiny, you got it.
No, okay. Could you tell me about the house that you grew up in?
Huh?
Could you tell me about the house that you grew up in?
The house?
That you grew up in.
I got the picture right there.
Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, in fact, I told you about the chimney, you know, and all that. It's about, let's see, 2 5-room house. Mm-hmm. Double chimney in the middle, 12 foot. Foundation, and then the upstairs went up there, and it's built out of logs. Built out of logs, weatherboarded and sealed. You couldn't tell it. And the logs are dovetailed in, you know, built in, notched in, and sound of a kind of little old funny notch, you know, built on up the rafters. I told you this all the same way. The nails are square. Nearly square nails some days, you know, and it wasn't round. I know when the last of them square nails went out, you know. Well, I put a good size